I am very, very, very disappointed. I am very disappointed. I'm so disappointed to where it's one of those situations where I was like, what am I doing? What am I doing? Why are we doing this? What is the point for me doing all of this advocating for the city? And we've had such growth and opportunity with Mike Duggan being the mayor of City of Detroit. And we had this mayoral election and a primary runoff. And, I only seen one good candidate. I only seen one candidate that I liked, and it didn't work out. But more importantly, I just, it just feeds more into what I say on After Hours and what I say on the Q Show on Monday night. And I'm sick of it, bro. I'm genuinely disgusted. And I don't know if it's just because I'm becoming grumpier about social issues and things that we should be concerned about, but this community is doomed. Black people are, and let me not say black people because it's a lot of us and all of us ain't the same. Black culture is absolutely doomed. We are over. We are over. Do you know that the two advancing candidates, one of them is a pastor? I'm talking about the mayoral race here in Detroit. I'm talking about the mayoral race in Detroit. I just can't take it, bro. I'm not emotionally stable when it comes to people doing what they're supposed to do. It's no excuse, bro. It's no excuse, bro. Let me show y'all this video. I'm gonna show y'all this video. I know that Detroit politics is not international politics, but we have on record, according to the census, somewhere around over 700,000 people inside of the city, living, working, and playing, and growing. Over 700,000 people inside of the city live, working, playing, and growing. Look at the voter turnout. Let me show y'all something. The top person, Mary Sheffield, got 32,000 votes, bro. A woman. I'm not gonna go in on her. I don't want to deal with that right now. I got a lot of soul searching to do of whether or not I even want to continue to invest in this city. The second person that was in the running, a pastor. The Sontel Jenkins woman is actually pretty good. Like, she's a business leader. She understands it from a business perspective. I really, really liked her. I really liked her. And then James Craig, a lot of us know who James Craig is in the city, so on and so forth. But look at the voter turnout rate, bro. It's over 700,000 people inside of the city. 32,000 people voted for the top person. She got 52% of the vote. That means a less than 10% voter turnout rate. Less than 10% voter turnout rate in the city, bro. There were people that went to their polling locations and they said that they got there at 6:30 p.m. after they got off of work, and they said that they was number, they said when they got their little thing to show them what number they was, it was number 13. They were number 13 in line. I said, wait a minute, from the whole day? I'm telling you, it's people that told me that they were number 13 in line to determine who's going to be the next mayor to take over a city that is exploding in growth and opportunity and investment. 13 at 6:30 p.m. at their voting location. 13. But let there be a hair giveaway. You gonna I'm over it, bro. I'm over it. I'm genuinely over it. I'm genuinely over black culture. That for me, because when it starts to hit home, when you see it directly in front of your face at home, the Chris Brown concert is gonna be out of control. People were fighting over shirts, over did I get my customized shirt in time? and I can't believe you canceled my order. They were on fire. It is a blowout out here getting mad at, when is my order going to be here? It's not here in time. Oh my God, Chris Brown concert. Where are we going to eat? Parking people. People have scheduled, figured out the logistics, what time they need to be down here. They've researched and looked at previous locations where Chris Brown has played to know what time he's going to go on stage. Girl, don't be late to get on to get there, because they start on time at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. Eastern and all of that stuff. And we got a less than 10% voter turnout rate for the actual election, bro. Let me show you something. It's a part of this video that I want y'all to see. I want to emphasize a point. I want to emphasize something really quickly. I want to show y'all why I'm so disgusted, why this is aggravating.
This election.
Yes, and
we don't have the voting totals yet about how many people actually voted in this election, although we heard the numbers were down. But these people say it's very important to vote, right? Yeah! But amazingly here, some people just did not vote. Why? Take a look. All right, let me ask a couple of random people here. Did you vote today?
No.
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 Why not?
What do you want me to say, bro? What do you want me to say? It's the white man's fault this time too? Is it the system? Is it lack of opportunity? Huh? I hear people complaining all the time about what they don't like, what's going to happen, whatever, so on and so forth, or whatever, bro. And you know what the worst part about this is? They feel comfortable getting on camera saying this. They felt comfortable getting on camera saying, these are the type of people that'll come in my comments and tell me about what it is that I am. They'll sit there and try to hold me accountable about how much money I got. These are the type of people that will, they think it's a joke. They think that it's a joke. Your ancestors literally died. For your right to be able to do the things that you are doing today. And they just think it's so cute. Kiki, ki, ha, ha, ha.
What?
I was busy.
Busy? You got all days, kind of days to vote.
I know.
When are you going to vote?
It's over with.
Right? What about you? How come you didn't vote? You own a big store here, yeah, Avenue of Fashion.
I'm handling business, but I didn't really get a...
Is it important to vote?
Yeah, it is, definitely.
Well, why don't you vote?
I'm sorry.
Who's running for mayor?
Can you give me a real explanation why I should vote? What's the difference in our business and how we moving around
you
to vote?
You vote for mayor and council. They make decisions on your property, on your how you live your life.
Right. How we live our life?
Yeah.
I'm done, bro. I'm done. I'm done. I am done, bro. I'm done. It's no point, bro. It's no point. Let the weed man come through, we there. Concert, we there. Pistons game, we gonna be all up in the ice cam. Doing the blade Icewood. Courtside seats, we fighting for it. Going to get that city council and mayor that works with business leaders to determine what happens within the city. I don't even know who do y'all even know who y'all city council people are? Do you even know who? You even know the issues, bro. You even know the issues, bro. I'm done, bro. I'm done, man. Seriously. And this is the same thing that happens all across the United States of America. It's the same thing that happens across the United States of America. I'm done. I'm honestly, and I know sometimes I get mad and then I come back and I say, no, but we got to keep fighting. No, but we got to keep investing in the community. No, but we got to do this. No, but we got to do that. No, but we got to do this. And I can't, bro. What's the point? What's the point? What's the point of pushing and fighting and doing all of this stuff and trying to, you know, convince people and pouring into the community? Oh, man, you know, Anton, do you want to invest in the community? Hey, Anton, do you want to do this? Anton, do you want to do that? No, I don't. I don't want to do nothing no more. I don't. I want to separate myself. And I only want to roll with the people that actually got value. That's it. I want to separate myself. I don't want to do anything for no. The answer is no from now on. The answer is no. No, you ain't got to worry. This is why people don't fear y'all. You ain't never got to worry about nobody worrying about black people trying to figure out whether or not y'all gonna mobilize. Y'all ain't gotta worry about them people up there in Arkansas and Mississippi. You ain't gotta worry about none of that. 2K, shout out to my dog 2K. I don't wanna hear nothing from 2K no more. Because nobody is scared of you. Nobody is fearing y'all. We know that the things that really matter, you're not going to do anything. You're not going to be there. You don't care about your schools, your children. You don't care about the millages. You don't care about your property taxes. Y'all just want to get enough money to go and get a fresh car so you can park on your lawn and go and get some hoes. That's all y'all care about. All y'all care about is getting money to go get some hoes. And that's it, bro. Seriously. It's over. They think it's cute. get. Oh, Anton, you pissing me off. I'm gonna pull up on you. Your days is number. Nigga, pull up to your voting booth. Pull up on the city council people and demand something to happen different inside of your neighborhood for funding. Pull up on your mayor and try to figure out whether or not you can fix your own neighborhood and if the lights is working. Y'all always want to pull up on somebody that's actually having a conversation that's productive. Pull up on your city representative, dog. Don't pull up on me. Honestly, man, I'm done. Less than 10% voter turnout rate, and you got a bunch of black men giggling, but if we was talking about dick and pussy, they would be there all day long.
Hey, take a look. All right, let me ask a couple of random people here. Did you vote today?
No.
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 Why not?
I was busy.
Billy, you got all days, kind of days to vote.
I know.
When are you going to vote?
It's over with.
Right?
What about hey, they don't even realize that they think it's cute. They don't even realize that they're being laughed at. He's not laughing with them. They're laughing at you, you idiots.
You own a big store here, Avenue of Fashion.
I'm handling business, but I didn't really get a...
Is it important to vote?
Yeah, it is, definitely.
Why don't you vote?
I'm sorry.
Who's running for mayor?
Can you give me a real explanation why I should vote? What's the difference in our business and how we moving around
you
to vote?
You vote for mayor and council. They make decisions on your property, on your how you live your life.
Right. How we live our life?
Yeah.
So we got to chill more with the people that's making decisions in our life to make the vote.
Yeah, why not? What's wrong with that?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. We got to.
Do you think... So why didn't you vote?
Because I'm just not really into that.
The politics.
For it had to really make a decision making for...
Same excuses. Just say that I'm lazy and I don't know. And, you know, I would rather white people make the decision for us so we don't have to think for ourselves. It's the same thing when it comes to schools. It's the same thing when it comes to our best interests. It's the same thing. Just say I'm an ignorant fool.
Business marketing and what's going on and what we got in our community.
What do you say to those people that for whatever reason did not?
I don't want to hear it no more, bro. Honestly, I'm and it's cool. I know my opinion don't matter. It don't really make no difference. This is why I don't get involved. This is why I'm not trying to convince people no more. I'm not trying to get them to come out. You're not going to see me sit here and go back and forth with people no more. This is what I'm going to promise myself. Not even a promise to people. This is what I'm going to promise myself. I am not going to be concerned with what other people got going on. I'm going to do what's best for Anton, and that's it. I'm focused on Anton. Anton, what does your family need you to do? Anton, why is it that you need to move differently? Anton, what's in the best interest of you? Anton, how does your daughter take care of? Anton, how do you focus on the bag chasers? I'm done. I'm over it, bro. I'm over it, bro. I'm over it. I'm done. Anton, your message is flawed. That's nice. That's nice. I'm not going to crash out today either, especially over somebody that ain't got no profile picture. I'm going to set the rules for my life. I'm going to make sure that I give the game to my bag chasers. I would advise the bag chasers to divest yourself from the culture and focus on the people that's going in the direction that you're going in. Focus on yourself, focus on your homeboys and your homegirls that's actually going in the direction that you're going in, and don't stunt nothing that none of these people is talking about no more. And you ain't got to worry about them getting mad at you either, because guess what? It ain't like they're going to do nothing productive. They ain't going to do nothing productive. They not going to actually make no change. Let a police officer that just so happened to be white punch a black man. They all going to be on the streets. I want change. I want justice. Fools. Cursed. Fools. Cursed. I'm done. I'm done. I'm over it. I'm looking at what y'all saying inside of the chat. As you get older, you're supposed to get wiser. You're not supposed to continue to entertain this foolishness, bro. Real talk.